This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أيها الإخوة المسلمون My brothers and sisters in Islam خيرية الأمة ثابتة بالكتاب والسنة The status of the Ummah of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is established by evidence in the Quran and in the Sunnah قال تعالى كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس الله سبحانه وتعالى said indeed you are the best ummah brought out for mankind قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما أخرج الترمذي أنتم تتمون 70 أمة أنتم خيرها وأكرمها عند الله Your number 70 in the nations before you. There are 69 nations who came before us. We are number 70. And you are the best and the most noble and honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه الذي أخرجه الإمام أحمد The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says I was given, أعطيت ستا لم يعطهن نبي قبلي I was given six attributes, qualities that no prophet before me was given and he named وجعلت أمتي خير الأمم and my ummah was made the best of the nations. Brothers and sisters in Islam, being a member of this ummah is an honor. Is a noble thing. The manifestation of the goodness of the Ummah, أوجه الخيرية هذه كثيرة. Many. لا تحصى. لا تعد. If you want to trace the Quran and the Sunnah to come up with the manifestations of the goodness of the Ummah, في الاعتقاد في العادات في العبادات في الأخلاق you will not have enough literature to take this but let me share with you couple or more inshallah the first manifestation of الخيرية is what was mentioned in the verse we're not the best ummah because of our race our language our color our ethnic background. لا. ذكر الشرط The condition for the goodness was mentioned. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. That means if we do not enjoin good, if we do not forbid evil, if we do not believe in Allah, the belief of the Sahaba, not the belief of al-Asha'ira and that made up belief, no. Believe Iman al-Sahaba, not the belief of the sects, the groups. La ilaha illallah, according to Rasulullah and his companions. هذا الإيمان. قول وعمل يزيد وينقص. Brothers, can I kindly ask you to يعني, get closer to one another, because a lot of the brothers are standing in the back, so we don't interrupt the khutbah again, please. I'll wait for you. Please. Fill any gap between you and your brother. Let's accommodate our brother standing in the back. It's a good character, inshallah. Inshallah, move. I'll wait for you, inshallah. Yalla ya khuwa, barakallah fi you. We want to accommodate these brothers standing by the Lord. Don't leave any gaps. Barakallah fi you. Ahsan Allahu alaykum. Barakallah fi you. Ta'jab ya ikhwa, anna al-iman billah أخر عن الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر في الآية. You will be amazed that enjoyment, because really the absolute goal is to achieve the belief in Allah. But yet enjoining good and forbidding evil in the verse took precedence before the belief in Allah. That tells you, if you do not enjoy good, if you do not forbid evil, your iman in Allah will be in danger. When you call people to your way, even the people who do revolutions, one of the objects, world, for the world, they want to dominate the world. They tell you we have to spread our ideology around us. We want our neighbors to believe in our ideology. Otherwise, they are going to attack our ideology. يفعلون هذا تصدير الثورات. It's called. That's still their ideology, that they export your beliefs because it's a protection for you. Ya ikhwa, before the sending of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people would go astray. After a messenger is sent, they follow the messenger for a while, the messenger disappears from the scene, he dies. Then the people will begin gradually shifting away from the deen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would renew the prophethood, the messengership. He would send another messenger to bring the deen back to life. That is why you always read, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا. Then we resurrected another messenger to resurrect the people. But with the sending of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and giving him this title, خَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, the seal of all messengers, this is unspoken, but can be understood that you and me are going to have to do the work of the messengers. هكذا فسر العلماء قول الله تعالى وإن من أمة إلا خلا فيها نذير. Every group, they will receive order. والنذار تتم بأتباع الرسل الذين ساروا على طريق الرسل. The warning of people, the bearing of glad tidings, or the bearing of warnings to mankind happens through the followers of the messengers. وهناك أثر ضعيف لا ينسب للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكن معناه صحيح. There is a statement out there that circulated amongst the people, but it's not to be attributed because it's not authentic. علماء أمتي أنبياء بني إسرائيل لا ينسب لنبينا. ما صح هذا. The scholars of my ummah are the prophets of Bani Israel. La, why? The scholars, they do the nidar. The first ummah, the only ummah in the face of this earth that invites people to the worship of Allah. You tell me, where else in the face of this earth there is a nation, an ummah that call people to the worship of Allah? whether to the worship of Jesus, a creator, whether to the worship of cows, moons, multiple gods, Hindus, whatever it is. But the only nation that calls people, there is no one, no object, no person worthy of worship except Allah. Ummah wahida. هذا كرامة لهذه الأمة. And brothers and sisters in Islam, please differentiate between forcing people to accept what you're calling them to and calling them to what you're calling them to. Our job is to call them to it. Them accepting it or not, that's their business. It's between them and Allah. يا إخوة افهم هذا. مهمتنا رسالتنا إقامة الحجة على الخلق. To establish the evidence against mankind. رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لألا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. هكذا. Our job, you invite your neighbor, your friend, your brother, your co-worker to Islam. You don't force him. Call him to Islam. A lot of Muslims right now, because of that psychological defeat, they shy away from asking someone who is almost 99% interested in Islam to accept Islam. Ud'u. Ud'u. Ila sabil. I'm talking to him about Islam. Ud'uhu. You can force him, but call him. Come on, man, accept Islam. It's fun. Isn't that fun? Come on, man. Do it. Come on. Have the courage. You know. I can't. No force. You can't force it. The second thing, brothers and sisters in Islam, again, أنا أشرح لكم أوجه خيرية الأمة. بنسموها بالإنجليزي manifestations of the goodness of this Ummah. شوف. تعهد الله بحفظ منهجها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala vowed to preserve the guidance, the curriculum. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidun. Indeed, we revealed the dhikr and we'll preserve it. Wa isma hada. Mahfoodun fi al-sudur. Fi al-sudur wa amal. Wallahi, al-deen al-islami mahfood fi al-sudur. كلمة الحافظ هذه someone who memorizes the Quran, حافظ. Do you know how this title originated? How? لمن يحفظ السنة. لمن يحفظ الحديث. إن أنت تحفظ القرآن دي هذا granted. يعني أنت حافظ القرآن مش محمدة. طبعا حفظ القرآن لا لا don't misquote me. Don't take me out of context. The Quran is the most important book in the face of this earth in the life of a believer. But I'm talking about the original reason or cause for the title Al-Hafiz. It was in reference to those who memorized the hadith. Imam Bukhari said, أحفظ ألف ألف حديث. I memorized 1,000,000 hadith. وبعد not only the met, the summit, the chain of transmitters, the narrators. Al-Quran محفوظ. محفوظ في الصدور. شوف, how many people memorize the Quran in the face of this earth? That's why when this guy in Florida who giving him so much attention said, I want to burn the Quran. He wants the Quran to be, go ahead and burn the Quran, my friend. We're going to get 5 kids, one from Pakistan, one from Afghanistan, one from Egypt, one from Algeria, and one from Yemen, of course. We'll get them together, they will produce another Quran for us. Because they memorize it. فمحفوظ في الصدور في السطور المصحف في المصاحف. وعملا قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. You will always find the truth with a few Muslims. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. They careless about people calling them Wahhabi, Salafi, مش عارف ايه. They careless. Well, go ahead. If this is something, الحجاج بن يوسف الثقفي كان يعير أسماء فيقول لها يعير عبد الله بن الزبير فيقول له يا ابن ذات النطاقين. شوف الحجاج بن يوسف الثقفي to rebuke Abdullah ibn Zubayr, your mother is dead in the Taqay, in reference when she tore her cloth, and you know the story when she used to provide food for Rasulullah and Abu Bakr in the cave. She said, if this is a curse, mad. These days of somebody, and I remember these days when the beard was hidden from the Muslim world, and then, you know, when people started, mashallah, establishing the sunnah, Ya Sunni! Ya Sunni! يعني بعيب يعني سنة يا سنة سنة يا سيدي سنة فمحفوظ. Brothers and sisters in Islam, أخي المسلم, تعهد الله بنصر هذا الدين. الله سبحانه وتعالى vowed to give victory to this deen, to the deen, not to us. Pay attention, differentiate. إنا نحن نزلنا الذكرى وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظٌ هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. وتميم الداري في مسند الإمام أحمد, he said, by Allah, I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, لَيَبْلُغَنَّ هَذَا الْأَمْرُ مَا بَلَغَ اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَلَيُدْخِلَنَّ اللَّهُ هَذَا الدِّينِ كُلَّ بَيْتٍ مِنْ وَبَرٍ أَوْ مَدَرٍ. This deen will enter every single home. Here we are, you and me, flown transatlantic in America. Look at that. If you look at the Google search, the most Islam, Islamophobe, Islamic, Islamic, Islam. Islam is all over the news. يدخل نصرة الدين بس النصرة للدين. Now we given victory, إن تنصر الله ينصركم. If you want victory, give victory to the deen of Allah. Don't question now, where is the victory, Sheikh, when the Muslims are, where are they? يا أخي, the Muslims were defeated during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a battle, because they disobeyed the command, one command, not the whole army, 50 of them, one command of the Messenger of Allah. I'm referring to the archers. Don't leave that mountain. Look at the mukhalafat. انظر إلى المخالفات في الأم. انظر. وسأل عن النص. Then ask about victory. The status and the goodness of this ummah, ya ikhwah, not only limited to the dunya. في الآخرة قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, أنتم الآثرون الأولون يوم القيامة. I mentioned that we're number 7. We're the last ummah in the face of this earth. But we'll be the first ummah to be called for reckoning. Imagine all the nations are standing in the land of gathering, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would come in a way that suits His Majesty to begin reckoning, judgment. فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ فِي أَرْضِ الْمَحْشَرِ. A caller will call in the land of gathering, أَيْنَ الْأُمَّةُ الْأُمِّيَّةِ. Where is the illiterate ummah come? No one will go for judgment before you. وَنَشْهَدْ عَلَى النَّاسِ. قال تعالى وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس. And thus we made you a middle balanced nation to witness against mankind in the day of judgment. الإمام البخاري أخرج حديث أبي سعيد الخدري, ينادى على نوح وقومه. Allah will call Abu Nuh and his nation, and then Allah will ask Prophet Nuh, did you convey the message to your people? He will say, yes, ya Rabb. Then Allah will ask the people, did He convey the message to you? They will say no. They will deny. Allah will ask Prophet Nuh, من يشهد لك? Who will be a witness for you? محمد وأمته. Muhammad and his ummah will be called. Do you witness that Nuh conveyed the message to his people? Yes. ما علمكم? How did you conclude that? قرأنا كتابك ربنا. We recited your book, O Allah. Surah Nuh, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا قَالَ رَبِّي إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. يا إخوة, if I stand here for another hour, والله I will finish, I will not finish the manifestations of the goodness of this woman. رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم حرص على هذه الخصوصية. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was keen on maintaining that speciality for the ummah. ولذلك always خالف المشركين, جز الشاي, إلخ اللحى, shorten shave, do not shave your beard, shorten your mustache, be different to the Jews and the Christians. Be different, خالف المشركين, bring your shoes if you're outside in a park. The Jews did a khususiyya. When he came to Medina, Hadith Anas, he found them celebrating 2 days of Jahiliyyah. La la la, leave this. Al-Aqha wal-Fiqh. Khususiyya. Haris al-Nabi ala hadhi khususiyya. To maintain it. But look at the Ummah now. Valentine. The Ummah just celebrated Valentine. Valentine. Would they fight? Would they fight? يا حرام كل شيء حرام من عبد الله. تفرق, disunity, المشاكل, يعني we complain about the people coming after us, but we're coming after ourselves. Disunity in all aspects. بس يا إخوة, I want to tell you something. Nations go through this. الأمم تمر بفترات. Nations go through weakness and strength. It's a normal thing. طبيعة المراحل يعني. But there is one time, and this is really the essence of my khutbah today, and pay attention to this. There is one time of defeat. If you experience zero hope, you have no hope. You can be defeated in the battlefield, defeated in the world, in the dunya. But when you're defeated in this area, no hope. You know what kind of defeat? Psychological defeat. That you're psychologically defeated. You're inferior. You know, I'm sorry, my name is Kariban. I'm sorry, I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. Look at our youth now, how they present themselves. His name is Muhammad. Huh? Oh, my name is Mu. من محمد لمو مو مو كاو ليه واي محمد is محمد is 100% presentation of Islam. Why a lot of women are not interested, sisters, they shower. I'm going to know it as a Muslim. That's all psychological defeat. Now, I'm going to tell you a very interesting story that I came across. You know Charles de Gaulle, when he became the president of France and he revived the country. So during the years of weakness, they told him we're 100% certain that there is a guy who's in charge of you, but your palace is a spy. But we have no evidence. So he called him and then he asked him, how do they communicate with you? He said, they won't communicate with me. Then they said, he said to them, how do you submit your report to them? He said, I don't submit any reports. How do you do this? He said, I only do one thing. I make sure that I appoint the people who are psychologically defeated in the higher positions of the country. The people who are not motivated. ليس عندهم همة. They don't have همة. You see, إخوة, working for Islam now is the prime time. It's the prime time. But you have to understand طبيعة المرحلة, the nature of that. of the stage. I mean, there is a stage now that you have to focus on. Don't get distracted. Don't. See, a lot of us don't know someone by the name of Nuruddin Mahmoud Zinki, the teacher of Salahuddin. You know, Nuruddin Mahmoud Zinki, 20 years before Jerusalem was liberated, he prepared the pulpit. He built the pulpit. Meredith. And the time was a time of what? Of weakness. Read the history of the Muslims at this time. Total weakness. He built the pulpit. This is a highly motivated individual. He's building a pulpit so that the person who would go and deliver the khutbah in the Masjid al-Aqsa would use 20 years before it actually happened at the hands of his student, Salahuddin. This is that. Huh? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. When the Arabs, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, by the way, will pay attention to the role he played in the history of this ummah. Will pay attention to Umar, which is praiseworthy. There's nothing wrong with it. But 2 years of the most difficult time. Imagine you take an office and the majority of the Arabs are against you. Some of them turn to apostates. So he stands in front of Umar and he says, Wallah, by Allah, I will face those who divided, separated Salah from the Zakah. Umar tells him, Umar is telling him, calm down. Cool down with who? Ya Umar! You're strong in Jahiliyyah, weak in Islam. Islam is going to be weakened at my time? No way. No way. I will do it myself. I will do it myself. This is highly motivated people. Not only in the field of the dunya. One of the people of Ahlul Sufah, his name is Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami Abu Firas. Imagine Ahlul Sufah, someone who used to live in the masjid. He has no home, he has no house. He said, Kuntu abitu inda Rasulillah. I used to spend the time with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, next to the Prophet, bringing him wudu. And whenever he needs something, he would ask me to do it. And I will do it for him. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to reward him. فَقَالَ سَلْ يَا رَفِيعَ. Ask, what do you want? What can I do for you? Look, أهل الصفة. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَسْأَلُكَ مُرَافَقَتَكَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. I want to be with you in Jannah. Highly motivated. Highly motivated people to change the course of action for this ummah. When you're psychologically defeated, you can't do nothing. You cannot. When you feel inferiority about who you are, you cannot do nothing. You can. Zayd ibn Thabit, he was 14 years old. But Hadith fi Sunnah Tirmidhi wa Musnad Ahmad, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him to learn the language of Yahud, ta'allam lughata Yahud, because I'm afraid they will insert some words into the Quran. Learn the language. Shuf, shuf, fahazaqtuha. He learned the language in 17 days. Himan. Himan, ya ikhwa. This is the time to work for Islam. Shuf, you can stay and keep your iman in your little corner. But Allah said, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون بأموالهم وأنفسهم في سبيل الله. They are not equal. Those who believe and they set aside, they don't work for the deen, they don't make a change, they don't make something, they don't contribute to changing the condition of the ummah. But they are not equal to those who strive with their money, with their self, with themselves. Islam will be given victory. Wallahi, it will be given victory. There is no question about it. It's just a matter of time. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل. أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقتلوا. When Islam is given victory, a lot of people are going to join you. But they are not equal to those who stood, who made a difference during the time of weaknesses. This is not the time to let go, brothers and sisters in Islam. This is the time to work for the deen and be highly motivated. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I mentioned, don't get distracted. Understand the nature of the conflict now and where you should pour your motivation. Don't get distracted. And I'll do this in 2 minutes. I understand I'm over my time. Inshallah. Bani Israel were the Muslims at the time of the field. And they were the weakest of all Ummah. Living in Egypt, the Pharaoh was playing games with them. يُذَبِّحُ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. They were the people of Tawheed. Yeah, not the quality Tawheed, but they still said, لا إله إلا الله موسى رسول الله. يوحدون. الفرعون يقول للمصريين, the Pharaoh was telling the Egyptians, أنا ربكم الأعلى. مجنون هذا. فلوك ونريد أن نمن على الذين استضعفوا في الأرض ونجعلهم أئمة. الله سبحانه we want to grant those who were oppressed in reference to Bani Israel and make them what? أئمة, leaders. ونمكن لهم في ونجعلهم الوارثين. We want them to inherit earth. ونمكن لهم في الأرض. And we want to empower them in earth. في قراءة كده ويرى فرعون وهامان وجنودهما منهم ما كانوا يحذرون. And we punish the disbelievers for Aun Haman for what they used to do. How, Ya Rabbi, this is going to happen?
وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ.
We told Musa, prepare Musa. Ya Allah, I'm still going to wait until Musa is born, thrown in the river, picked up by the Pharaoh, brought up there at the age of 40, almost he accidentally, underlined it, killed the Egyptian. Then he fled to Madian. Between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, I want to empower the Muslims. And when it actually happened, 50 years. The message here that the change will happen at the hands of the next generation. Prepare Musa. Prepare your children. Prepare your community members. This is why I'm here today, brothers and sisters in Islam, to help expand the school. This is the work right here. Wallahi, wallahi, if we do not have masajid, we're still going to pray. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, جعلت لي الأرض مسجدا وطهورا. We need masajid, don't misunderstand. But you're going to pray outside. But madaris, human resources, that's what the Ummah needs. One of the people who study Islam to find flaws in the religion in order to create doubts in the hearts of Muslims. One of the people who go and do missionary in Africa, after he concluded studying the Islam, the religion of Islam thoroughly. You know what he said? Ya lahu min deen, law anna lahu rijal. What a curriculum! Where are the people who follow that curriculum? Our problem is human resources. Omar, and I promise I close with this. He was sitting with two of his companions. So in a house. He said, Nika wish. So I wish I had this house filled with gold so I can spend it in the cause of Allah. You know what Omar said? I wish this house is filled with men. أرجو الله أن يكون لي مثل هذا البيت مملوءا رجالا أمثال أبي عبيدة ابن الجراح. The caliber of Abu Ubaidah. This is our focus now. Your children. The children of the community. Coming together to support the school. I understand they are running out of space. They have kids who are interested to learn about Islam. And they have no spots, no place. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم انصر دينك في كل مكان. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين واهزم أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى. اللهم خذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. أقول